People you worked with and some business contacts you made, friends.
Some people I worked with.
Different, you know, people you worked with.
Different ones. Let's see, I worked with Mr. first, I believe. And
that was doing what?
Market.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things?
Then I worked for brothers. I worked with them first, that's right. I worked for them in 36.
What were they handling?
It was market and...
What kind of things did he sell?
Yeah, meats and fish and sausage. They made sausage there. Mostly meat.
Can you tell me how they made sausage?
Making sausage, you just get the beef and the pork and grind it up and stuff it and then put it in the smokehouse and smoke it. And you smoke it about, well, I guess 4 to 6 hours over oak wood without much oxygen in the fire.
Why oak?
And well, what they have here, this little scrub oak and hickory, some hickory. And then that gives you sausage a brown color. And they would keep for 4 or 5 weeks. We're smoking long enough, they just keep right on. But kind of preserves it. You can smoke sausage and hams. And just about the same as the old farm smoking. And then if your smokehouse catches on fire, you can throw a bucket of water in there to steam put it out. If the grease falls down in the flame, it will catch on fire sometimes. But if you watch them close, and put them out that quick. But they had a big business on that, and then...
Did they smoke the meats right outside back of the business for the store?
Yeah, yeah. No, it don't take a very big place, but a little 3x4 or something like that, and about 7-8 foot tall, that's just enough to hang in. 200 or 300 pounds of meat.
Was it a separate building?
Yeah, it was. It was attached to the back of the building, of course the building was brick. And every once in a while your smokehouse would burn up. Because if it caught on fire heavy enough, it'd burn whatever was in it up. Because most of them were made out of tin and 2x4.
Tin sides?
Yeah, well, there weren't really too much in them. So if one burnt down, you'd build it back next week. So. But it lost 2 or 3 smokehouses along. It was usually, if you watch them very close, you'd hardly ever lose one. But most all your places around town had their own curing places where they made their own meats and sausages. For. After I went to work with Mr. after that we put a little smokehouse in there and made sausage and just make up what we sell in the store. Back then, the county had around 14,000 population. That was back when it was a big farm county. And now it's down to about 8,000. We had more people here and no home freezer, and they bought more stuff and everything. But now, on Saturday night down there, you'd have so many people in town, you couldn't walk on the street. They'd be here. Yeah. Lots of them would come to town in their wagons and cars and spend the day in town just visiting, because very few of them worked on Saturday.
Okay, did you belong to church down here? Or?
Yeah, I joined the Baptist church when I was 12 years old, First Baptist, no further. And belonged to it till about 1970, I guess. And then we joined the Methodist church where we'd all be in the same church.
What was segregated, or I don't understand what you mean the same church? You're talking
about... No, well, I belong to Methodist church, and I belong to Baptist, so we just... joined the Methodist church then.
Did you split up on Sundays?
Huh?
Go your separate ways on Sundays?
Oh, yeah, I used to go to it, and she'd go to that one. I mean, for Sunday school and everything. We went to church together sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'd go to Baptist, sometimes she'd go to Methodist. And then I went to Sunday school, and then Baptist Sunday school, and then I'd go to Methodist church. But then we finally got together, and I joined the Methodist. But we still go to Baptist.
Anything special there?